The local and Spanish news is brought to you by bestpriceproperties.com. Your search starts and ends here. The Interior Minister has presented 942 new vehicles to the National Police this week, replacing 47% of the entire fleet. In addition, 155 of the vehicles are strengthening the patrol fleet, thus giving a greater presence on the streets. Although the official presentation was held in Madrid, many of the country's stations have already received their new cars and have been patrolling in them since the first of the month. Meanwhile, discussions are continuing regarding the unification of emergency vehicles across Europe as per the voluntary standard set in 2007. The local police in Seville have this week been the first to adopt the new liveries, which are intended to make all emergency vehicles look the same across the continent, therefore making them easily identifiable. Seville is so far the only location in Spain to adopt the changes. Drivers who frequent the A70 motorway near Alicante may be pleased to know that the radar speed detectors fitted to the San Juan tunnel have been removed. However, before you get too excited, the speed detectors have been replaced by more modern equipment situated at the side of the tunnel entrances rather than above, which are monitoring for vehicles over a longer distance than before, looking for vehicles exceeding the 80 km/h limit. The other equipment installed in the tunnel and at the exit still remains and will be monitoring traffic all the way through the tunnel. It might be worth noting that these radar speed detectors are amongst the most successful in the Alicante province for catching speeders, and so the upgrade is quite befitting to equipment that's working so tirelessly to make the roads safer. And an elderly couple had a shock on Wednesday when their vehicle rolled from the Nautilus restaurant car park near Torrevieja into the sea. The couple remained in the vehicle until a young man who witnessed the incident jumped into the water to help them, releasing them through the window. An ambulance attended some 30 minutes after the call for assistance, and the fire brigade had to be called later as the vehicle recovery teams were unable to retrieve the Seat Ibiza car. And finally, a little reminder that the Courier newspaper is out right now, a day early this week, as Friday is a regional holiday across Valencia. Monday is also a national holiday, by the way, so make sure you don't miss out and pick up your copy today, packed with all the latest news and sport from across the area and beyond, as well as your full 7-day TV pullout and a special lifestyle supplement with lots of information and advice about Halloween. Pick it up at any of hundreds of venues across the area, and of course you can read it from the comfort of your own home, your tablet or mobile, from the website thecourier.es. For hundreds of properties to suit all budgets, visit bestpriceproperties.com. Your search starts and ends here.